This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. President Obama is welcoming the leaders of five countries, Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Norway, and Sweden at the White House today. The Nordic Summit will look at global conflicts and the European refugee crisis. And as Jed Kim reports from Marketplace's sustainability desk, climate change is on the agenda, too.
It's sometimes easy to forget that the U.S. is an Arctic nation as well, what with Alaska up there. With warming accelerating in the far north, some have an environmental wish list for today's meetings. Kathleen Kelly is a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress. She says Obama is working to solidify his legacy on climate change.
Every moment where he's sitting down with world leaders is a moment to drive more action, and he knows that, and we've seen that in his other recent bilateral deals.
Deals with China, Argentina. The U.S. has taken a step towards a pledge with Canada to reduce methane emissions from oil and gas. Yesterday, the EPA announced final standards limiting those emissions. Here's EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy.
The actions we're announcing will help combat climate change. It will reduce air pollution that directly harms public health. And it will make sure that the oil and gas industry can continue to operate safely and responsibly.
Critics of the new standards say they're anti-energy. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.